And we back in this motherfucker. What up, niggas? It's your boy, Cam Bizzle. We back in the Not Your Normal Dad podcast, episode 24. The Mamba edition, bitches. We got our, you know what I'm saying? We got some guests, returning guests, more like, you know, niggas that just live here now. Got the homie Trail. And Troy. Red cup, no liquor, though. We in the game.
Richie Rich.
Yeah, we ain't getting no liquor today. Richie out getting his brewski, because, you know, them Latinos, they can't do shit without a brew. he the only Latino, though, that don't fuck with my Modelo's. He'd rather have some Coors Light.
Oh,
if that can ain't blue, I don't want it.
Hey, I fuck with IPAs, man. High-quality beers only. I ain't fucking no bum-ass Modelo. The fuck, nigga?
You don't be like, it's Modelo time.
I'm not Mexican, yo, bro.
I know.
I ain't Mexican either, but I fuck with Modelo.
I ain't call you Mexican, G. I said, bro, Latino.
Modelo is better than Corona. Corona's fucking tastes like piss.
Yeah, I used to love Corona back in the day, but I don't know. That shit tastes like metal now. I can't really do the Corona.
Bro, that shit's gross, bro. And that shit's heavy. Ugh,
I got to do the... I got a shout out to the Heineken and then hard liquor. I got a shout out to Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Ew.
Jameson. Oh, shit.
This nigga about to get sloppy.
Did you do the intro? The Black Mamba? Episode 24, dude. The fucking Black Mamba shit, nigga?
Yeah, nigga, you should have had your headphones, you son of a bitch.
I can't bring these downstairs.
Yeah, you good.
Anybody got any Kobe quotes or records that they know off the top of their head that they want to share? Because I got a couple.
My first one, are you a different animal in the same beast?
Yep. Greatness. What are you talking about, Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant. All right, let me see. Now, this one's a good one. Once you know what failure feels like, determination chases success. That's hard.
Get it tatted so you know it's real.
Mine is, I didn't like Dwight Howard because he had shit in his teeth.
Yeah, Kobe really said that.
Facts.
Hell yeah, that sounds like something. Look at this one. This is a fire one. After all, greatness is not for everybody. That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah.
All right, last one. I can't relate to lazy people. We don't speak the same language. I don't understand you. I don't want to understand you.
Yeah, bro.
Kobe was definitely a different one.
That nigga is different, bro.
He a real one.
Yo, that nigga is, shout out Kobe, my nigga. Let's go, man. Let's go right here, my nigga. Hall of Famer, 18-time All-Star, 2-time scoring champ, 2-time scoring champ, 5-time NBA champ, 1996 All-Rookie, 4-time MVP, 2-time Finals MVP, 2018 Oscar winner, 12 times all defensive. That's number 2 in the NBA all time, just so y'all know. 12 times all defensive team. That's he's number 2.
Second or third greatest.
He's number 2. He's number 2 in history. The only person in front of him is Tim Duncan. He got 15. But all right, man, shout out my nigga Kobe, man.
Hey, real R. quick, R. I want to catch like real quick Kobe question out there. Do y'all think Kobe Bryant would have had as many championships as LeBron with the teams that LeBron had?
Say that again. Do you think he would have as many? What do you mean?
All right, so
you gotta rephrase that, because right now he's got more chips.
I don't understand. No, he has more than LeBron. I'm confused.
Let me switch it up. If LeBron had the teams that Kobe had, do you think LeBron would have had the same amount of rings as Kobe?
No. LeBron would have had less. He would have. He already has less. He would have had none because LeBron is not like that. LeBron disappears.
That's why I
They're
agree.
Not the same.
I agree.
They're not the same,
put,
bro.
But if you, you put Kobe on that
Miami team,
nah. But
Kobe
what if you
on that Miami team, he's got four chips, not two.
What about that Cleveland team? LeBron brought that Cleveland team with a
he
bunch
did
of
thing
nobody
with the Cleveland
to the finals.
Team.
At
he
the
did
finals.
A thing
with
the Cleveland
team with who? With which Cleveland team?
The first go around before
did you,
he
did
went to Miami.
When he didn't win nothing.
I don't understand. Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm saying, do you think Kobe would have won with them teams that LeBron had?
You talking about the 2006 Cleveland Cavaliers?
When they lost to the Spurs before he left to Cleveland.
When he had Kyrie?
Yeah. No. He didn't have Kyrie yet. This is before that. This is where Anderson
went to Miami.
This is before he went to Miami.
Hold on,
LeBron
bro.
Old as fuck. Talk, I know we gotta think back talk, years.
Hold on, I think you're talking about the 2006.
I want to say it was the 04-05 team.
I think it was 2006. Let me see. Yeah, it had to be this 2006 team. It had to be. Yeah, they lost in the NBA Finals. They got swept by the Spurs.
Yeah.
What was that roster?
That was in 2006-2007. He had. Let's see who's on his team. Shannon Brown, Daniel Gibson, Drew Gooden, Larry Hughes, Ilgauskas, Damon Jones, Dwayne Jones, Donbell Marshall, Anderson Varejao. I mean, yeah, I give him credit for this team. I think I remember this one. I give him credit for this one.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think Kobe would have won it?
The East was super soft that year.
The East was super weak, bro. The East was super weak back then. But, I mean, I would – if I give LeBron credit for any of – but they didn't win, though. Let's just point
they
that
didn't
out.
Win.
And
they
he
didn't
got
win.
Swept.
And they got swept.
And he got swept. Let's just point that out. But
he literally had a team.
I do. I would give him credit for this one. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I will give him credit for this shit right here because that team was – I mean, Ilgauskas wasn't a bum, though.
He really had some. Shannon Brown wasn't a bum either, to be honest.
That entire team
was just decent.
Yeah, they were just decent. They were good players. Because I'm looking at the roster right now, and I'm looking at some names over here. And these dudes are decent.
So that season, LeBron averaged 27 a game. Larry Hughes averaged 15. Drew Gooden averaged 11. And Ilgauskas averaged 12. I mean, those are still solid numbers. But it's just,
LeBron was 22 years old on that team. That's pretty good.
But and in that playoff season, LeBron averaged 25, Hughes averaged 11, Ilgauskas averaged 13 and 10. So he averaged a double double. Sasha Pavlovich averaged 9. What the fuck? And Drew Gooden averaged 11. So I mean, them niggas was producing though. I mean,
yeah, they were all solid role players.
Yeah, but I would give them credit for this one, but they didn't win. But
yeah,
but honestly,
he was trying to involve too many people. I think like the difference, like I said before, the difference between LeBron and Kobe. Kobe didn't care. Kobe is a problem. He's gonna take control. He's not gonna care about what's going on around him. He's just gonna take control and try to win that shit. And I think that was a difference, especially at that time. Even though LeBron was super young, he was trying to involve people.
LeBron,
and you know what I'm saying?
LeBron never really had that kind of
fact.
Game. The takeover. But,
yeah, the takeover.
Man,
and everybody wanted him to.
LeBron
that was crazy part is everybody wanted him to. It's like, LeBron, like, stop all of this craziness, bro. Just do your thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But he just ain't got that in him. He didn't have it in him at the time.
I mean, do you really think
once that nigga
him?
Started so, flopping, it was a wrap for LeBron.
What year did he really?
He's known for flopping. Hold on,
what
man.
What year did LeBron really have that in?
So, never. That answer is
that's
never.
What I'm saying.
He's not even
going to
lie and tell you that. He's not even going to lie and tell you. But
you don't got that killer instinct. But I'm going to take over the game is mine.
But this
that's
is,
not LeBron.
But this is perfect. We're talking about LeBron. So check this out. So LeBron and J.J. Redick got a podcast. I don't know if y'all know this shit. I forgot the name of it. It's supposed to be a podcast. It's supposed to be
JJ
a podcast
Redick.
About. It's supposed to be a podcast like just about like straight basketball, like plays, like just straight basketball nerd shit. You know what I'm saying? This last episode,
I ain't a hooper, so I ain't gonna watch it. But
this last episode they released, for some reason, all of a sudden they started like the whole episode was damn near about LeBron, like his legacy. Specifically, they were talking about the big three in the Heat. And So LeBron was saying, so LeBron and JJ, I fuck with JJ Redick, but this nigga be dick riding LeBron. I'm just gonna be honest. This nigga be dick riding his shit. So anyway,
he always wanted to play with that nigga too.
So they both said that basically the Heat, they weren't a big three. I mean, the big three Heat weren't a super team. And LeBron said that he didn't have enough help. Hold on 1 second. I have the audio clip so y'all can hear what he said. Hold on, hold on. Listen to this. This is on the podcast.
I feel like in the NBA, the phrase super team or the term super team is a little bit of a misnomer.
Because the fuck is a misnomer?
You can have a big three, right? You still need four or five ancillary role players
absolutely.
Who star in their role and then complement the stars.
No question about it. Obviously, my first year in Miami, yeah, we had a big three. And everyone said it's a super team. Super team is super team that. But we had to build our team around all minimum guys, which was still okay, but we didn't fill out the complimentary guys enough. Yeah, we had Rio, we had Udonis, you know, but we didn't have enough as far as enough complimentary guys to actually make it all work. And we still made it to the finals. We still made it to the finals, and we still probably should have won the finals, but I still give credit. You listen, it is what it is. You win and you lose, and we lost. There's no... Dallas was fucking good, and they hit a stride at the right time. Dirk was unbelievable. But my second year, we was able to grab some complimentary players and role players that really just, I'm talking about superstars in their roles.
All right. I got a problem with everything that nigga just said, bro.
In the NBA, super team.
Oh wait, hold on. I don't know why it's playing again. Hold on. My fault. Let me stop. I don't know why it's playing. Alright, bro. So that nigga basically saying his 2010 Heat, I believe that's when they first linked up. And that was when they lost to the Mavericks 4-2 when Dirk was going fucking crazy. The Mavericks had the oldest team in the league. Just so y'all know. They had the oldest team in the league. The Heat, when LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh teamed up, them niggas were damn near favorite. They were supposed to run through the fucking Mavericks, bro. They were all young niggas, bro. They were supposed to run through these motherfuckers, right? So this nigga to say he didn't have help is crazy, because I have the stats right here of those role players. And to shit on your teammates like that is a fucking dick move, bro. How you gonna shit on your teammates like that, bro? Like, to be honest, like, I think that, like, when that nigga retires... Just like they doing to Jordan, I feel like some of his teammates, bro, that he been shitting on, talking about he ain't had no help and he had, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're going to come out and start talking shit about these niggas and start coming out with all these, they're going to start sharing all their stories. But I got the stats on these niggas. So look, so that series, right, just so y'all know, I'm not going to be long with this because I have it all screenshotted already. 2010, D-Wade averaged 27 points per game. That was fifth in the NBA. 6.5 assists, that was 10th. 1.8 steals, that was 4th. 5th in MVP voting, first team All-NBA, second team All-Defense. Chris Bosh, 24 points per game, that was 9th. 11 rebounds a game, that was 6th. 52% field goal percentage on the season. 49 double-doubles that season. 12th in MVP voting. So this nigga had, you had D-Wade, right? And you had LeBron, top 5 players at the time. And you had Chris Bosh, who was like a top 10, top 15 player. You have 3 players on your team, top 15. How is that not a super team, bro? How is that not a... This ain't football. There's not 11, 22 people on the field, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how you didn't have no... What I felt like I heard through that whole shit was him giving an excuse why them niggas lost. Nigga, y'all got beat, bro. Y'all had Chris Bosh, D. Wade, Kevin Love, Ray Allen. Why the fuck are you crying? You have no reason to cry.
So check this out, right? I'm gonna say, yo, because I found this stat right here too. This is another one. So that series, right? that final series, they lost 4-2 to the Mavericks. They were up 2-1. That means they lost three in a row.
Damn.
Right? So listen to this. In the fourth quarter of that series, Dirk Nowitzki averaged 10 points on 52% shooting. D. Wade averaged 7 points on 55% shooting. Jason Terry, 5 points on 38% shooting. Chris Bosh, 4 points on 37% shooting. Udonis Haslem, 3 points on 54% shooting. Mario Chalmers, 3 points on 50% shooting. You know who's at the very end in that fourth quarter? LeBron James. He averaged 3 points per fourth quarter in that series with 33% shooting. So how did he not? How did this nigga not have help? I don't understand. How did he not have help? He literally underperformed. He literally underperformed when it mattered.
Yep. He decided not to show up in the fourth quarter when it counts. That entire statement he just said in his podcast is literally him copping out to when they lost, trying to cop a plea for when they lost, putting the blame everywhere else. Except for owning up to the fact that he's not that guy. He can't take over games. He's not going to show up the most when it counts. It don't matter what you did through quarters 1, 2, 3. If game's on the line and you can't show up, why are you blaming all your role players when they're doing better than you?
No, that's a fact. I got one more stat, and then we could just, like, talk about it. But this is just one more stat I got. So that 2010 Heat team. So that season, right, this includes the playoffs. That season, LeBron's role players, so everybody besides LeBron, they averaged 74.5 points per game on 44% shooting. LeBron was responsible for 20% of the points. So
that's a big
Jordan,
percentage.
So Jordan, right? So Jordan, the 97-98 Bulls, Jordan's role players averaged 54 points per game on 43% shooting. In 1996, 55 points per game on 42% shooting. Those were his role players. In 98, and this is still a record, Jordan was responsible for 40% of his team's points the whole fucking season. That's still a record that has not been broken.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
damn.
Nobody has – that's a lot. But – I just don't understand how the nigga had no help, dog. Like, bro, like, the numbers of all the players on the team, like, bro, like, these niggas was helping them. Like, how did you not have help to shit on your teammates like that? That's a dick move, my nigga. Like,
and he specifically said that first year, the roster did not change much from that first to second year.
It didn't. They literally changed two players. They literally added like two niggas maybe, and they were just role players because they didn't get Ray Allen to the year after that.
Yeah, they got Ray Allen.
Ray Allen their second year. They got him the third year when they played the Spurs. But this is one more. My bad. I forgot I had this one. So that 2010 team, right? So this is just for the playoffs of that Mavericks finals. This is just the whole playoffs. So the Eastern Conference playoffs for them. So this is just the total amount of points. LeBron dropped 497, D. Wade dropped 515, Chris Bosh 390, Mario Chalmers 163, even Mike Bibby 73, Haslam 63, James Jones 78, Joel Anthony even dropped 58. So you had Ogauskas old ass fucking 32 points. Even Mike Miller dropped 50 points. Nigga, you had players, the 10th, 11th nigga on the bench giving you 70 points. In the playoffs. I don't have this stat up, but if you look up the same, if you cross-reference this with Jordan's teams, I'm telling you right now, you don't even have to look at it. You could if you want on your own time. I don't have it up, but it's not even close.
It's
Jordan and everybody else,
Monica. But the whole thing that he was saying was for it to be classified as a super team. And I don't think he didn't say he didn't have help. He just said it wasn't enough.
No, he did say that. You didn't hear him? He said that. We didn't have the pieces, but this is what I'm saying, bro. You had, you literally had three
as a super team. I think that's what the whole conversation. I don't think that's a super team.
A big three in basketball is a super team. Basketball is not football, bro. There's not 11 niggas on the court. One player can affect the whole game. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan.
Two players can make a super team. My opinion, if you got a Steph Curry and shit, Steph Curry, Clay, Splash is a super team.
I was about to say, if you got a Clay Thompson, without a doubt, yo, if you got a Steph and a Clay together, bro, that's game changing. Especially when Clay was fucking splashing every fucking thing, scoring fucking 37 points in a quarter type shit. Like,
yeah, bro. That shit just, like, I don't know. I heard that shit because I started listening to that podcast because I like, because they get, like, real nerdy with the basketball. They call, like, all the plays and shit. Like, they show you, like, all the screens, like, what they mean. Like, that shit. I like that nerdy basketball shit. But for some reason, this last episode turned into, like, LeBron's legacy, like, of him having no help. It was just, I don't know, bro. I thought that shit was just bogus. And that's just, like, that's terrible to just throw your team under the bus like that. To say niggas didn't help you. You got niggas producing 160 points off the bench.
Like, I really don't get no fuck about that though, Rich. Honestly, LeBron is such a clean ass nigga. I'm glad he finally saying something. Like, everybody ain't hunky dory around this nigga, and I'm pretty sure he don't love everybody that he played with. Shit, speak your truth, King. You supposed to be King James.
Yeah, I know, but shit, dog. Nigga, but if you listen, the nigga is blaming other niggas for why he didn't win. That's what he does. All the times he didn't win, he blames everybody. Oh, we didn't have the fucking pieces. Nah, it wasn't all perfect. Yeah, we had D Wade. Yeah, we had fucking Chris Bryant. We needed more. We needed more. I needed more niggas. But when he wins, yeah, I'm the greatest player of all time. Yeah, it was me. Yeah, that was me. Because he didn't have Kyrie, right? He didn't have Kevin Love.
He needs his role players to be able to save him. That's the problem. He needs everybody to save him. Ray Allen saved him. Kyrie saved him. Shit. Draymond Green saved him by getting suspended.
I'm gonna drop this one clip on y'all right here. If this wasn't a super team, then why the fuck did you come out and say this shit? Listen.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Oh. Did y'all hear it?
Yeah.
Not three, not four, not five, but six NBA Finals losses. You bum ass nigga.
Nigga, your LeBron hate is scary.
I wasn't a hater, but now I'm starting to hate him. He's talking shit about his teammates, bro. Like, he didn't, like, don't say you didn't have help, my nigga. Like, come on, bro. You'll never hear Jordan say he ain't have help, my nigga. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
He said Pippen wasn't shit. Nah, I'm playing. Pippen said
he literally went his Hall of Fame speech. The first person he thanked was Pippen. It's the first person he thanked was Scottie Pippen.
That shit,
bro.
Crazy for Scottie to be turning on Jordan like that too, man. Oh, long face, quiver ass nigga. Get your in order.
But when LeBron wins, it's all on him, and he says shit like this. I got one more clip. He says shit like this when he wins.
Nigga, you got clips loaded for LeBron.
The greatest player of all time. I was super, super ecstatic. Like, I was ecstatic. Like, I was. And then after I stopped, I was like, that one right there made you the greatest player of all time. In that fashion, I was like, you did something special.
Dog. Come on, bro.
What are you talking about? His hairline?
That was when he took that. That's when he came back to Cleveland and he had Kyrie. And Kevin Love.
He only won because Draymond Green got suspended. That changed the whole dynamic of that season.
Oh, yeah, of course. We know that. But it doesn't matter.
Suspended, they don't win.
Nah, that doesn't matter, though. But, like, shit like that, like, I get it. That doesn't matter, though. The point is he got suspended and they won. You know what I'm saying?
And on top of that, you go back and watch the games of that series down the stretch. Who was performing the best? Kyrie.
Bro, Kyrie literally hit the shot to save his life, just like Ray Allen hit the shot to save his life. They were facing elimination.
You take Kyrie and Draymond Green getting suspended out that equation. You take Ray Allen saving
LeBron.
I'm not
giving Draymond Green that much credit, bro. Draymond is not that nigga. At that time,
man, that changed the whole series.
Nah, you're bugging, bro. Draymond's an excellent defender, bro. You're crazy. He's an excellent defender. You're out of your mind, bro.
And a fucking floor general, bro.
Bro, that nigga was locking LeBron up, bro. You're wilding right now. I'm not saying that's an excuse because he got suspended and they lost. Like, but they should have just figured it out. You know what I'm saying? But you can't downplay that, my nigga. He's not gonna score, but that nigga was locking that nigga up, bro. That nigga was if you look at the numbers before he got suspended and after, bro, he was giving LeBron serious problems, bro. Serious problems, my nigga.
Hit, The shot that Ray Allen hit to save LeBron was because LeBron missed. It ain't even because he was doubled or tripled and he passed it off to Ray Allen because he had to defer. No, he took the shot, missed. They got lucky. Ray Allen got the rebound and does what he does and hits a three.
Yeah, I don't got him.
Yeah, Ray Allen, Ray Allen scored one for the Baldy Balls.
Oh, here we go. Come on, man. No ball slander, man. What? Damn.
Is Ray Allen bald? Is he
now,
bald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there. It's not slander. He got a championship for the Baldies. LeBron bald too at heart, dog. He paid for that hairline. We seen that nigga headband go from here to the middle of your fucking forehead. Yeah. To the back of his motherfucking dog.
This nigga Trez go eat your ass.
He got a new
headband got so big at one point.
Bro, his headband was looking like a yarmulke after some time, my boy.
No.
Oh my God.
That shit was crazy. It did. Am I lying, my nigga?
This nigga funny, bro.
They had his shit right on top of his head. Like it was like,
you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
All right, so
you gotta do what you gotta do. It's crazy. I ain't gonna hold you.
Damn, what the fuck? All right, so let's anybody else got anything to say about that LeBron throwing his teammates under the bus type of shit before we move on?
No, I just want to say that podcast sounds like it's boring as hell. I ain't gonna hold you. You gotta be a basketball loving ass nigga, X's and O's type nigga. I think that's gonna be like the podcast for the coaches.
Yeah, I like it though. Nah, but it's not all like that. It is like that, but it's cool to hear like certain shit, bro. Like I like hearing that shit.
No, for sure.
I like hearing that shit, bro. I grew up playing basketball, so
I want to hear some shit like that from like a Phil Jackson or, you know what I mean, Tony Dungy, or I know that's a football coach, but
fuck,
you know what I mean.
All right, so we got the Final Four. UConn beat Illinois, like we all fucking knew. Alabama beat Clemson. I mean, we all knew that. So we got tomorrow, we got the national championship. We got Purdue at UConn. I mean, Purdue versus UConn. I believe they're playing in Phoenix, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they're playing in Phoenix. So I don't know. Did y'all watch the games last night, the men's games, the NC State, Purdue, and Alabama and UConn?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't watch the NC State game because I knew they was going to lose. The UConn game was interesting up until, like, the second quarter. So, I mean, right, so them niggas,
I'm going to show y'all my parlay, and this is why I swear to God, bro, I'm about to quit sports betting because I haven't bet in a while. And I just do a little, you know what I mean? I did a little quick parlay yesterday. And this is the type of shit that be pissing me off, dog. This is the type of shit that pisses me off, dog. I did a little parlay yesterday, right? I'm going to show y'all this shit. Right? So I did a parlay for the UConn-Alabama game, right? So the center for UConn, his name is Donovan Klingon. This nigga damn near averages a double-double the whole season, right? This dude is 7'2", right? He was going up against Alabama team with really no center. The tallest player was 6'11". His name was it Grady Wilson or some shit like that? Grant Wilson. I looked at his averages. This boy averaged like 5 points a game, like fucking 4 rebounds. So I took Connecticut -4.5 spread, right? That smacked because they won by like 14 or whatever, or 13. I took the over 152.5. It went over. That's another check mark on my parlay. Mark Sears, who's one of the stars for Alabama, 15 points. I took Donovan Klingon, 10 points. All of those things hit. I took Donovan Klingon for 12 rebounds because I was like, yo, he's going to grab like 20 rebounds over this little nigga. No, the nigga grabbed 5 rebounds. You know who did grab like 14 rebounds? The nigga I just said that averages 5 rebounds. The nigga grabbed like 14 and he was dunking all over this 7 foot, 8 foot nigga. So that's why I lost my parlay.
This is basketball. This is where amazing happens.
Bro, I was so pissed, bro. I couldn't believe it, dog. I was like, bro, I was fucking pissed. But I don't know. Who y'all got tomorrow? I got UConn tomorrow. Purdue is not beating these niggas.
Yeah, I got them repeating. That was on my bracket for the year.
And then I don't know if y'all seen today, but South Carolina beat Iowa. They beat Caitlin Clark.
We knew that was going to happen.
South Carolina, they literally went undefeated. They did not lose a game at all. Yeah. They literally went undefeated and then won the chip. They did not lose.
Caitlin Clark was not going to get beat. Like, we knew she was good and all that, but she ain't beating a team of niggas like that. Just because she LSU.
But she did do a thing, though. She did do a thing, though. She almost had 40 points.
Damn. She almost went 38-0. That's wild.
Caitlin Clark had 30 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. But Camila bitch grabbed like 17 rebounds. She went crazy.
Yeah, she a big bitch.
Dog, she grabbed like 17 rebounds, though. That shit was crazy. Bro, Caitlin Clark put up damn near 30 fucking shots, bro, and got 30 points, bro. I watched the game. I watched the whole game. Their strategy was basically, and it was smart. We gonna fucking make everybody else beat us. And that's what they did. Because Caitlin Clark was just chucking. Especially at the end, bro, she was pulling up from half court. As soon as she crossed half court, she was just chucking the fucking ball, bro. So, that shit was, I watched that whole game, bro. That shit was exciting. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. That shit was exciting. Because at first, they was beating them. And then,
getting excited watching no females dribbling the ball in the layup contest. I'm sorry. Call me sexist. Call me whatever.
They was chucking threes up. What are you talking about? These bitches were splashing threes, bro. I felt like I was watching an NBA game besides the dunking.
They're busting your ass with blindfold.
They're splashing threes, all right.
Bro, this nigga KMB is ass at basketball, bro. This nigga is trash at basketball. He's ass, bro. He's ass. This nigga is ass at basketball, dog.
I'm not a basketball
Anybody
player.
Could beat him, bro. The nigga ass.
Hey,
he is not a basketball player.
You keep gassing these non-athletic niggas up, talking about anybody can beat me. Nigga.
Boy, they'll see you on the track.
You don't got to be athletic to shoot, bro.
But they'll see you on the they'll see you on the football field.
Nigga, not if you don't miss.
They'll see you in the pool. They'll see you in water polo.
Niggas can't swim for shit. If in the pool, I'm drowning like a motherfucker, bro.
Dog, you don't have to be athletic to win in basketball. You really don't.
Look at Jokic. Jokic ain't athletic at all.
You don't have to be athletic to shoot the ball, my nigga. I promise you don't. I've watched niggas do it, bro. I watch niggas sit in the corner and don't miss.
For real, I've seen it a bunch.
I literally
of
see niggas
bro, like,
sit
I'm
there
not,
in the corner, bro,
like,
and don't miss.
Yeah. Flash.
You don't have to break a sweat, nigga. You really do.
They don't stick D or anything. They just gonna see you at the end of the court, just smack like ugly form too. They still be smacking it. It don't matter.
It don't matter, bro. Dog, I'm telling you, dog. This nigga, he thinks basketball is football, man.
No, I don't think basketball, football. That's why I don't fuck with basketball at all. I never claimed to be a basketball player, but I know how to hoop. Like,
nobody said you did, but you keep saying, you keep talking like you nice. You ass. Like, I beat you drunk. I beat you one on one, and I was drunk, nigga. And I was bricking.
We both was drinking. We're both drunk. You want a drunk game of basketball? You want a cookie?
You was not drunk.
My boy, we both was drinking. Did we not? So we didn't go to the park after drinking and we played ball?
Nigga had half a Coors Light. He had half a Coors Light and he's drunk. Nigga, I had like nine. I literally had like nine Coors Lights. This nigga had like one.
You Latino. You drink like a Mexican, bro. But you Puerto Rican.
I don't want that shit, dog. I don't want hair, dog. I beat him. And I was bricking. And my shot was off, and I still
won. I said, this nigga be Modelo time, drinking Coors Light. This nigga can drink a whole 20-pack of Coors Light to himself. Talking about, I don't feel a thing. I don't feel a drink. This is like water.
The Coors.
Don't worry. One day we gonna play football.
Bro, this nigga baited me into that shit. Niggas get to drinking hella beers. Talking about, hey, let's go to the park. You got a ball right up there. Let's go play. Niggas, that's the Colorado,
Colorado Kool Aid, ain't it? Ain't that what they call it?
You try playing ball,
Colorado Kool Aid,
basketball and shit, having cold sweats outside Michigan, cold as fuck. Yeah, you
cold.
Got the win, bro. You won. You won in everything. You beat me in the elements. You beat me drunk, state of mind. You got that. You can play drunk, Rich. That's
I'm just saying, I beat you. All I'm saying is, I beat you at my worst. That's the only point I was trying to prove. I beat you at my worst, so just don't forget that.
My nigga, we both was... Hey, if I already suck, right?
Nah, nigga, you suck, though. But you suck.
If I already suck at basketball, right? And you struggle you drunk. We both struggled drunk. It wasn't like you
nobody
just won.
Nobody struggled. I won.
You didn't blow a nigga out.
That's because my shot was off because it was windy.
Nigga
if... Are you crazy?
Exactly.
Bro.
You got us running back and forth doing layups drunk.
Oh, my God, bro.
Of course you going to win. You Latino, nigga. You hold your beer better
this
than mine.
This nigga said you Latino. Nigga, if my shot was hitting that night, if it wasn't windy, bro, I promise you, you probably wouldn't have scored 3 points.
I don't
I'm telling you right now, my nigga.
See me in the gym, dog.
Huh?
Ooh. You got to see me in the gym.
Nigga, I'm telling
fuck
you,
all that. Let me be a part of this. Play me.
We play King of the Court. We play
Dante, you get this shit too, dog.
I cook all y'all niggas. I cook all y'all
Dante,
niggas.
Hey, nigga. I already beat Dante in a one-on-one too. Like nigga,
you
two
beat
niggas
me on a one-on-one, nigga.
These are two niggas that I'm undefeated. I'm 2-0 in this whole yo, in this whole chat, I'm 2-0,
God,
bro.
This nigga
I'm 2-0 on
you,
the pod.
You beat me on a 1-on-1 to 1. A 1-on-1 to 1, bro.
You should have never agreed to it. I don't know what to say, dog. Like it's not
God
a win?
Damn.
Is that a win? Is that a win or no? If you agree to play me the one-on-one to one
first
and I win,
hey,
is that not a win?
Hey,
Richie had the first
day. Drink or nothing, nigga. We just
bro,
gonna...
if he would have beat me in a one-on-one up to one, I would have said it. I'd have been like, nah, he won. He won. I would have never been like, oh, it was only up to one. I'd have been like, he won. But I'll beat him next time.
All right, bet. Play me again then.
I'm 2-0 in here, man. I'm 2-0 against the podcast. Troy, you next, and the trail gonna be last.
You definitely not gonna win against me, bro.
Trail, he good.
I'm not losing. I really do this.
Trail made the team. I didn't. Niggas made the team.
Nigga, I made the team too. What do you mean? Nigga, I grew up playing organized basketball, bro. I literally grew up playing organized basketball, bro. I'm not a street ball player, bro. I am a street ball and organized basketball.
I don't doubt anybody. When I step on the court, I ain't doubting nobody. That's why people get it wrong.
Shit. All
right, man.
I look at a fat nigga, I'm like, I'm cooking that dude. I'm guarding.
See, that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong mentality.
When he pulling up half court, smacking your ass.
That's the wrong mentality, bro. You better don't sleep on, bro. Don't sleep on them fat niggas, bro. Don't sleep on them, bro. Don't sleep on them husky niggas that pull up on the court, bro. Them niggas will cook you.
I don't want to hear that.
Seen
that's
it.
The nigga that I'm picking the guard, bro. I'm guarding the fat nigga. They ain't running around. I'm good. My conditioning ain't going to matter.
That nigga's going to be hitting you with behind-the-back passes. He's going to be cooking them nigga. This nigga going to be like, where's the ball? Where'd it go? Yo, don't sleep on them chubby niggas on the court, dog. Them niggas be the nicest ones, bro. They so fundamental. They fucking cross the niggas up. That's it. Oh, man, that shit funny. All right, man. All right, you ready? Dante, we get into it, man. We get into J. Cole, man. Cole World, 7-minute drill, Kendrick diss, reply. Hold on, man. Hold on, I got something for y'all niggas, man. Hold on, man. First, let's hear Kendrick's verse real quick. I got shit queued up, my nigga. I'm on my producer shit for real, this pod, dog.
Not
like, no
fucking
time. Well, I'm on my shit, nigga. We gonna hear Kendrick shit real quick.
Another bottle if you like that. These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him.
Yeah, yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Nigga, bombs!
That was, so that was the Kendrick verse where he was, dissing Drake and J. Cole. I think that's
mostly,
all he...
Mostly Drake, though, bro.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
For Drake, bro.
He mostly just dissed Drake. The only thing I remember, like, that I even heard that he dissed J. Cole was the first person shooter. I really didn't hear much else. I don't know if y'all did, but the only thing I heard him diss him on was that first person shooter shit. But
hey, I got a question. Was J. Cole on first person shooter?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he got the straight too, nigga. He talking about both of them hoes. Kung Fu Kenny in the building. All right, now play that whack ass J. Cole shit. Go ahead, play
so
it.
We got,
nigga
so
said
so,
whack. Fuck out of here.
So, all right, so then we got So we got the J. Cole response, dog. We got to get to it. I'm going to play a little bit of it. Play a little bit of it. Just a little bit. I ain't going to play the whole thing. I'm going to play a little of the first part, and then I'll skip through when the beat switches.
Yeah. Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work. Like it's PWC, it's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing, you want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching, I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pinching. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen, if shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension, he still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. I'm Nino with this thing. It's that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I...
That nigga was crying tears before he busting guns. Now.
Play a little with a second.
Hey, Dante, this is your goat?
Oh, well.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't at niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stat fillers, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in.
Alright.
Thank you. I was about to fall asleep on that whack ass diss.
Yeah, alright. Shit was way better than Kendrick.
That shit was boring,
bro.
Dog.
You on me, bro.
Was boring as hell, dog. That
you
shit boring.
On me, bro.
That sleepy ass diss. That sleepy ass rap ass diss, bro.
I am not a J. Cole fan like that, but this song right here is, this is fire. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my nigga. Yeah, my nigga. Of course you're going to stick that shit fire. That nigga said a Jay-Z reference in his rap. Of course you're going to love that nigga.
Here we go back to the Jay-Z. Like
I did not say Jay-Z.
I didn't say shit about Jay-Z, bro.
I'm talking about J. Cole, bro. He ain't got to say shit. J. Cole put out a Jay-Z reference to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Rich going to
bro, that was literally four words. What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with what I saw.
You caught it.
Nigga, everybody caught it. It's a legendary Jay-Z bar that everybody knows because he's the fucking one of the greatest. What are you talking about? Everybody knows
one
that.
Of the greatest. He's your great.
Nigga. He dissed him on a whole track. Kendrick dissed him, like, on a verse, like, in a few bars. This nigga had a whole fucking song for him, bro.
He was mad.
So you think Kendrick's diss was better than this song?
I would listen to Kendrick's verse 30 times over, and I'll listen to this boring ass shit. When I think of a diss track, I think of high energy ether type shit. You know what I mean? That nigga Kendrick, he didn't come out. It was animated. It was something to listen to.
But Kendrick is an animated rapper. Kendrick's an animated rapper. He's an animated rapper.
Nigga, I prefer if in a rap battle you need to be a character and know how to rap. You need both.
So, but the thing is, like, if you're talking about bars, then you can't really say J. Cole didn't kill Kendrick on that shit because he had all bars. What are you talking about,
bro? That nigga, that whole song, every line of that song was directed to Kendrick, very direct.
Right, the nigga said non-subliminal for this nigga name.
Non-subliminal, it was directly to him, bro. He said, nigga, you too short to box with the God. Like, that shit was hard. What the fuck, nigga? Kendrick is a midget. That shit was funny as hell. I was dying on that part. Also, just so y'all know, J. Cole wrote that song in 7 minutes. I have the interview up, too. I have the little clip from the producer that produced the beat, T-Minus. Kendrick wrote that in 7 minutes. I mean, J. Cole wrote it in 7 minutes.
You should have took
it. He wrote it in 7 minutes.
You could have had something better. Shit sound rushed.
You a hater, bro. You a hater, bro.
If you compare what Kendrick said about J. Cole on that verse compared to what J. Cole... It's the same thing, bro. What do you talk about? Kendrick was very direct, and so was J. Cole. None of them really said any witty metaphors. It was just very direct diss track.
It was very direct. One is more digestible than the other. That's just what I'm saying. It's just my opinion. My opinion is that J. Cole so-called diss track was boring as fuck. I turned it off after the B switch.
I like that first beat, that little Detroit shit. I think it jumped out of the Detroit beat away crazy. I don't know, man. This nigga's bugging.
I'll be a hater, dog. Kung Fu Kenny. Don't kill these niggas. Definitely a hater, bro.
What do y'all niggas think, man? This nigga hating? Come on, man. Which diss was better, for real, bro? Which one was better?
Cole shit was way better, bro. He gonna say Cole shit way better, dog. He did three. I fuck with both of them niggas, bro. I'm just saying, Kendrick only did 16. Cole shit was better. Cole should have waited till Drake, nigga.
What you think, Troy?
This wasn't even to you, little nigga.
What about Troy and Trail, the Double T brothers? What y'all niggas think, man? Who shit was better, dog? Who shit was better, for real, man?
I've never really been too big on J. Cole. My opinion, he's kind of overrated. But J. Cole's shit is better. I like his shit way better.
That's three J. Cole, one Kendrick. What do you think, Troy? What do you think about this, dog?
I ain't hear it. No, I ain't hear.
Damn, I just played it. Oh, you left?
I heard my internet keep cutting up. So when I came back in, I just heard J. Cole's. I didn't hear Kendrick's.
Oh, shit.
Well, to sum it up, Kendrick's shit was mostly about Drake. Yeah, Kendrick said maybe one or two lines about Cole.
Yeah, Kendrick's shit was just a verse. But J. Cole dropped the whole track, and he wrote the song in 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, I like both of them, nigga. So
I like. I gotta listen to him.
I gotta, you know what I'm saying? It didn't sound too lyrical from what I heard. It was just like you said, very direct. But you know,
Now they both. That's how they both were. Like even Kendrick's verse, it wasn't very lyrical. It was just very direct.
If it wasn't like lyrical, then I'm not even gonna.
Have it was, bro. There was no witty metaphors.
If we're not talking about some crazy similes or metaphors in there, then we can kind of discuss it. But if they just coming at each other on some direct shit, them niggas need to put on some boxing gloves and go make some money on YouTube, like all the other entertainers that's out here boxing each other.
J. Cole challenged them. He said your arm's too short to box with the God. You know, J. Cole's like 6'4", Kendrick's like 5'3".
Yeah, that's...
that, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know why that line is so funny to me, bro. It's because Kendrick is a midget, so that shit is just hilarious. Oh, the wow, that shit funny as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
All right, man, so let's... all right, let's get into it, man. We got the solar eclipse coming tomorrow. There's been some earthquakes on the East Coast. There was 2 earthquakes the other day, and it was a big-ass earthquake in Taiwan. Did y'all niggas see that shit?
There was some earthquakes on the East Coast?
There was 2 earthquakes on the East Coast the other day.
I stay away from the news, because ain't nothing on the news but the blues. But
yeah,
damn.
What y'all doing out there?
Who on the East Coast
right
now?
There was 2, bro. Troy is right now.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I was in the car on the phone. I'm like, damn, somebody just bumped my car, looked around. Nah, that wasn't it. Ah, it must be windy outside. I thought it was a little windy.
Y'all coasters out there, y'all better come fuck with the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? It's the motherland right here. Y'all better stay off them coasts, bro. Y'all gonna be on the water. Like, come mess with the Midwest, man. We got plenty of space for y'all. West Coast and East Coast, y'all.
there was a big ass, I think it was like a 7.3 magnitude or some shit in Taiwan, bro. Like, they got, if you go online and look at the footage, yeah, they had like big ass fucking boulders just like tumbling
movie,
as you driving, bro. Just
shit, huh?
Bro, some fucking, yeah, some movie type shit, bro. Day After Tomorrow
type shit.
Bro,
damn,
it was nuts.
That's crazy.
Bro, it was crazy.
Yeah, but, man, I ain't messing with that stuff.
But
man.
You know, all these earthquakes and shit is tied to the eclipse, though, right? That's the reason why this shit's happening, bro. This is what it's tied to. It's not like a conspiracy. Like, you can look this up. This is like, it's just some kind of natural fucking solar system shit, bro. Some nerdy some astronomy shit. This is what happens, bro. When there's we got the eclipse coming tomorrow, supposedly. What's gonna happen is we're supposed to get more of these things, these earthquakes, these like after the eclipse. Like what happens after the eclipse is supposed to be more, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Troy, if y'all running from the East Coast, bro, just hit me up, bro. We got space for you.
That shit
shouldn't be funny, but
I just think that shit's crazy. Like New York City and New Jersey and shit, them niggas are getting earthquakes. Like, that's wild.
Nah, they said that shit actually like originated in somewhere in Jersey or whatever. It's where it actually happened. It's just everybody else surrounding felt it too.
I don't really know too much about the East Coast, but y'all don't really have like natural disasters, or do y'all? Like, do y'all have like natural disasters out there? What be happening on the East Coast?
Nah, like once in a while, like, hurricane will be bad, but that shit is like every like 20 years type shit. It ain't like no Florida shit where it's a roll of the dice like every other one could demolish Florida. Like, it ain't no shit
for real.
That, but like once in a while we get hit with a big one and it fucks some shit up here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Nope. Anybody else got anything to add? Well, are y'all going to watch the eclipse tomorrow actually?
I work outside, so I got no choice.
Yeah, I'm driving down to... I think I'm
Carbondale,
either going to drive over
if you
over
were in Illinois, they said Carbondale is the spot to be in Illinois.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at work.
I was thinking about going out to Rapture, Indiana.
I ain't got to go nowhere. That shit is coming. That shit's flow. That shit's going right by where I'm at over here in Kentucky. So I'm going to be at work. I think
it said around
3 p.m.
Y'all right online. It starts
Carbondale,
not too far from y'all.
They say it starts at 2 East Coast time. It starts at 2. The height is like 325, and then by 4 it's done.
Yeah, over here it's like, I think at where I'm at, it's like 3:05 p.m., I think. There's a little, if you go on NASA, actually, I could send it to y'all niggas, actually. There's a little NASA, like, it's not an app, but it's like a web browser for your phone. And then you could type in your zip code of where you're going to be tomorrow. Like, type in a zip code of where you're going to be tomorrow. And yeah, it'll tell you, it'll show you what time and how you can see it. Like, it'll show you, like, the angle.
Oh, word.
It's on the NASA shit, yeah. I'll send it to y'all. I'll post it in the chat. I'll do it after. But it'll show you like how you can see it and shit, like from where you're
canceled,
located.
They canceled my last two classes tomorrow because my instructors are gonna be trying to watch it and shit. So I'm excited.
I'm excited. I never seen one, bro. I think the last one was in 2017, bro. I wasn't able to see it. This is the first time I'm ever going to be able to see
Make sure y'all got y'all sunglasses. You ain't supposed to be looking directly at that shit.
Nah, fuck them sunglasses, bro. That's bullshit, bro. Nah, that, see? Now we getting into some conspiracies. Why they telling us not to look at that shit, nigga? I've been looking at the sun for 34 years, nigga. I still ain't blind. I still ain't blind. I've been outside in the sun for 30 years. I still ain't blind. Yeah, I see the sun. I stare at the sun every morning going to work. I ain't blind. What the fuck?
This nigga stupid, yo.
That's some bullshit, bro. That shit's bullshit, bro.
Do y'all know if they're gonna have that shit like broadcasted on TV though? My son was asking me. He wanna watch that shit. I didn't look that shit up.
The who?
I don't know.
I wonder if they're gonna have it broadcasted on TV.
I'm sure somebody gonna be recording.
You could probably find a stream. Go on YouTube. Tomorrow, go on YouTube.
It's gonna be live. It's gonna
type
be
in
live.
Solar Eclipse live stream. I'm sure it'll be on YouTube, bro.
So this solar eclipse only happens once every 365 years.
This is a full lunar eclipse.
The one that we had back in August 2017 was a partial eclipse that went across the Americas. But this is the first time, at any time, I feel like in history in the wild, we had an eclipse back-to-back that hit across the Americas.
You should do some research on what happened after that solar eclipse 300 years ago. You should do your research on what happened after that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, slavery, nigga.
No, nigga, I'm not. No.
Oh man.
Talk about natural disasters and shit. I'm not talking about no fucking man-made shit. Look up what happened, like the shit that happened after that. That's a
maybe people. Maybe people start going crazy. Maybe start going crazy.
Nigga said slavery.
Bath salt.
The zombies. This shit about to awaken the zombies.
Walking Dead out here.
Hey man. I gotta get a tank, dog, for them fucking zombies.
A tank, goddamn mad wood.
Whoa. What you mean by that, player? hey, Dante. Tell these niggas that story when you was at the gas station and some dude started talking to you and what he was the hood nigga. Tell them about the story, bro. Tell them about the story.
Okay, so I told this nigga Richie about this one dude the other day, bro. I was at the gas station. I don't remember what I was in there just for, but the shit was funny as hell. Basically, you know, we was talking and shit. And he said something about he was about to peace out or some shit. And I was like, all right, bro, be safe. And dog was like, yeah, you know, I keep that stick on me. And I just bust out laughing like in my mind because I'm like, I don't think this nigga understand how gay that shit is. But this nigga was like, yeah, bro, I had to, he was like, I had to show this nigga the pole the other day. He wasn't talking that same shit no more. So I start rolling, bro. Like, I'm like, dog, this nigga don't understand how gay that shit sound, bro.
But low key, like, that's like normal Chicago talk right there. Like, we hear that shit so often, that shit don't even sound gay to us. Like,
no, that shit gay as fuck, nigga.
The pole is crazy.
If you go to Chicago, then do you gonna think everybody gay? Because they gonna slide. They gonna, you know what I'm saying, slide on me. You know what I'm saying, type shit.
They up the pole. I keep the stick. That shit is so normal that that don't even really sound.
Bro, that shit. Like, that don't even sound
pause. That shit ain't even pause worthy right here,
bro.
That shit ain't even pause worthy.
That shit kind of gay, bro.
That pole shit is crazy. The pole and stick is wild.
That nigga said, I showed that nigga the pole and he wasn't on that same shit no more. Like, bro, wait, what, bro? Come on, that bro.
Shit funny. Different cultures, bro. Different cultures. Nah, that shit
showing a nigga the pole is wild. Like, what you mean by that, bro? What you talking about?
What you mean? I know exactly what you mean by that. It's a gun. It's a weapon. That means run.
No, nigga, say gun, me. Nigga. That's say like, rifle.
Up the pole is crazy. Up the stick.
The pole.
You know what I'm saying? My dick got two nuts on it. You got to be careful when you hear shit like that.
That shit is funny,
this nigga
bro.
Said that, my dick bro. Got two nuts on it. That's some gay shit, bro.
Hey.
I don't care.
You got to be that careful. You got to be careful with these little niggas, bro. They don't give a fuck. Bro, that's cool. And that's just that's crazy. Cool,
nigga. I'm strapped too, but I'm not going to tell you I got the pole on me, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not telling nobody.
Fuck,
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm not saying a fucking word, nigga. I got it on me too. I ain't going to say I got the pole on me. I ain't saying nothing. I'm going in there getting my gummy bears and leaving. Like, we can have a shootout, nigga. I got aim.
Get my gummy bears and leaving, nigga.
You ain't got to have aim with a shotgun. Just point and shoot that bitch.
My nigga, the Uber drivers are not even safe out here in Chicago, nigga. This nigga pick up a bitch calling an Uber, and the bitch is like, go, go, bitch, they about to shoot out the car. And this nigga's like, huh? And then all you hear is poop, poop, poop. And then this nigga going over these speed bumps like he in a Tom Cruise movie. Shit funny as hell, nigga, bro.
Nigga, Chicago different, bro.
Yeah, y'all be wilding out there.
I seen this chick. I seen this bum try to rob this chick, and she upped the pole on him and killed his ass. She told him too.
I'm saying that shit with these niggas, bro.
Yeah, bro. Hey,
up the pole.
She upped the pole on the nigga and killed that nigga.
Up the pole, bro.
Yo,
she piped that nigga down.
That was on purpose. Ain't no way they saying that. There's no way niggas is saying that.
That's KB trolling.
Nobody's saying pipe the nigga down. That's crazy.
I swear to God.
Pipe the nigga down is crazy. I'm sorry.
You co-signing that one?
They pop the nigga down, bro, shorty. It. Hey, am I lying, Trey? They say that know. Shit, nigga.
I need y'all to come spend a week with some of my cousins out there in the city, bro. Them niggas, you gonna some lingo, that shit be sounding suspect, but that shit's so normal, it's just I don't know, bro.
I can't, bro. Them niggas gonna want to fight me because I'm gonna be roasting. I'm sorry,
bro.
I'm sorry, dog. I be roasting, bro. I'm sorry, dog. Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I know how to fight. I'm cool, but I'm just saying, like, I be roasting. I can't help it, dog. It's just natural. A lot of niggas don't like that shit. A lot of niggas don't like when you roast, though.
They gonna lie.
Oh, nah, I mean, nigga, I'm funny. I'm a funny nigga. Fuck, I'm a comedian, dog.
They probably gonna be like, damn, this nigga right. That shit do sound kind of gay.
That shit funny, bro.
They need to hear that shit, dude.
They probably will. Agree. And then they gonna do that shit to their homies, and they gonna be like,
But talking about Trail, are you hearing this logic, my niggas, from East Coast niggas? Are you hearing this East Coast logic bullshit, bro?
Bro, they need to be enlightened.
Y'all need to be enlightened. Y'all go around actively telling men when y'all angry to suck y'all dick. That's not
nobody
gay.
Says that. Nobody says that, bro.
That's a nobody lie, says bro. That. That's y'all I New don't York say niggas. That. That's y'all I don't New say York that. Niggas, bro.
Nobody says that, bro. When you say that means you want to fight. That's exactly. What that means.
That's what I'm saying. So you mean to tell me you never told a nigga that?
That's what he said. So that's what he's saying, bro. He's saying like the lingo. Like if y'all say that on the East Coast, you know what that shit means. Out here, if you say I'm up the pole, motherfuckers know what that means. It's not a funny matter. Like you know what I'm saying. Like we're gonna be like,
Nah. But the thing is, like that suck my dick shit. That suck my dick shit. These young niggas, these new niggas, they think that as much as they say it, which is why y'all are seeing it as much. That's not how much we don't use that word at all. That is fighting. Those are fighting words. These new niggas, for some reason, everything is suck my dick. For some reason, this is like the new shit. That shit is not cool with niggas, bro. Troy, come on. Back me up, my nigga.
Nah, he's right.
That shit is not cool, bro.
Back me up, though. Them New York niggas be saying that shit, bro. Y'all,
bro, I just told you it's the young niggas. You're not listening, bro. Put the game down. It's the young niggas, bro. It's the young niggas. I just fucking told you, bro.
The New York young niggas be saying that shit heavy.
I just said that. Are you listening? I just said that.
Okay, but our Chicago young niggas be saying the dumbest lingo in the world. So all we right. gonna group so, us right, with the Chicago fine. Dumb niggas because they choose the same pose.
Nobody grouped you with anything. What are you talking about? You grouping yourself right now?
I'm from Chicago, bro. But I don't be calling the suburbs.
You're not from Chicago.
You from the suburbs, man. You from the suburbs, dog.
Of Chicago. I'm from the suburbs of Chicago.
The suburbs is so far. It's probably a different town. I don't know, man.
What are you talking about? Hey, Troy. You come out where I'm from, and you'll see what I see.
You see a bunch of fucking people walking their dogs with perm grass.
Exactly. I live in the burbs, the good burbs. I'm proud of it, bro. I'd rather be where I'm at. No, than where they at,
bro? Nobody's grouping you with the young niggas, bro. Nobody's grouping you. You're grouping yourself. Nobody said that at all, bro.
All I said was you live in Chicago from where you're talking about. You live in the suburbs. It's different. You grouping yourself into where you don't even live at. That's all I'm saying.
And what? you're not a new young nigga. These young niggas is different, bro. These little 21, 20, 19, 18 year olds, they're way different, bro. It's a whole two generations different.
Yeah, it is a long time.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So, like, that pole, that stick shit, like, that shit is not cool to y'all. Like, I get that. But that shit is crazy. But that shit is crazy, to be honest. Like, but just like you said, that suck my dick shit is ridiculous. Yes. I agree. I agree.
You tell me a poll, but telling a motherfucker, that's all I'm saying. Y'all
no, it is crazy.
Totally worse than what we said. That's all I was getting at. It don't matter if you're from the birds or what or not. I can tell
I think that they're equally the same. I think they're equally bad.
My nigga, I'm gonna tell a nigga I'm gonna up a polo, nigga. I'm gonna be sort of confused if I don't know what that lingo is.
Up the polo.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But if a nigga tell me to suck my, like, what? That's not gayer?
It's the same thing. What do you mean gayer? They're both gay. There's no gayer. They're both gay. Why are you making up a word? That's not a real word. They're both just gay. Gayer is not a word, bro.
Bruh.
They're both gay.
Semantics. Yeah, I said that shit, gayer. I added an ER on that shit. Like,
hold
that nigga.
But why do you
care which one sound more gay? I don't understand. They're both gay. Who cares which one is gay? Nigga, they're both gay. I don't give a fuck, nigga. What the fuck?
Gay shit. The New York niggas started that gay.
If a nigga in person tells me to suck his dick, I'm gonna punch him on sight. If a nigga in person tells me he gonna pull out the pole, I'm gonna punch him on sight. It doesn't matter which one sounds gay. I'm going to punch you in your fucking mouth. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm gonna do. I don't care. I'm not thinking, oh, that sounds gay. Nigga, you're gonna get punched. Nigga,
you know
what the fuck?
The pole means. I'm saying, like, if a nigga don't know.
But to me, it doesn't matter. I'm not thinking which one sounds gayer. It's just like, bro, if you tell me you're gonna pull the pole out or you gonna to suck your dick, we're gonna fight. I'm gonna punch you right away.
And I don't know what up the pole mean. I'm gonna mess with the Chicago. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is that?
Bro, that shit sounds gay, but it sounds gay.
I'm not disputing that it don't sound gay.
Gayer is not a word. It's not a word.
The New York lingo is gay as fuck. It started that gay ass shit. It started the gay trend. They started with the most gayest phrases.
Up the pole sound dope to me. That shit sound dope.
And my nigga, you don't know what that shit means.
That sound like a nigga about to pull his dick out.
I ain't gonna lie. And if you don't know what that shit means, you gonna be like,
yo,
If I tell a nigga I'm a Chicago nigga versus suck my dick, there's two different connotations to that shit. You know it, my boy. Y'all not gonna sit here and try to make me seem like I'm a man. If a nigga up the pole versus suck my dick, I'ma beat his ass.
All that shit gay.
If a nigga tell me up the pole, I don't know. Like, especially if, like, I'm thinking of, like, a suburban. If you don't know what the fuck up the pole mean, you know what I'm saying? But I bet you know what suck my dick mean. You see what I'm saying?
It just it don't matter, bro. All that shit gay.
That shit gay as hell, but
bro, they all sound gay. I don't.
But why they do that, bro? Why are we gonna set a poll? Hold on. So we gonna set a poll.
No pun intended. So the poll is, what sounds gayer? What sounds gayer? The fuck? And y'all niggas comment. I'm gonna put a question in the Spotify. Y'all comment, bro. Let's see if we get some responses. I wanna go back and forth about this shit. Both the shit sound gay to me.
I like that shit.
Both of them shit sound gay, bro. Both of them, bro. If you tell me suck your dick, bro, I'm punching you. You tell me you're pulling out the pole.
I'd rather a nigga tell me none of it. I don't know why they're using this gay ass lingo to talk about pulling out guns. Like, there's nothing gay about that. Like, why y'all gotta say the gay shit? And then these new niggas so backward. They even changed hot dogs. You can't even say you eating a hot dog no more. It's glizzies. It's fucked up, dog.
Glizzy sound gay. All right, I'm gonna use your shit against you. Glizzy sound gayer than hot dog. I'm gonna use your word. That shit, glizzy is crazy. That's crazy, bro.
That's gayer than hot dog, bro. They change it to glizzy, bro.
Would you rather say you're eating a hot dog with mustard or a glizzy?
Glizzy is crazy, bro. Would you rather say you gobbled up a hot dog or you gobbled a glizzy, dog? Which one would you rather say?
Bro, nobody says gobble. Who the fuck is gobble? Who says gobble? What the fuck? It's a word.
What's going on in Chicago?
Y'all niggas using gobble? Y'all niggas be gobbling food? What the fuck is he talking about?
No. Talk to your boy, Trav.
Who the fuck says gobble?
Hey, them glizzy gobblers, dog. This nigga reaching, bro. Yo, Trav, you got to help us.
Yeah, let's change. This is crazy, dog. Hey. This nigga said gobble. Who says gobble, bro? I never used that word ever until right now.
Making Chicago look real bad right now. Yo, gobble is crazy.
Why you gobbling hot dogs?
What? Your curtains look to make the whole New York look like this Super 8. What you talking about make Chicago look bad, my boy?
Dog, why you gobbling Nathan's? You're gobbling ballparks. What the fuck is that? Why are you gobbling Nathan's, bro? Why are you gobbling the glizzies, dog? Why are we using this word, bro? Like, who uses gobble? I never heard nobody say that, ever. Is that what y'all saying? Is that what y'all do in Chicago? Y'all gobble hot dogs? What the fuck? Yo, that is crazy, bro.
You keep saying that shit.
Why did you say that word, bro? I'm so confused right now. Why did you say that word? That word is crazy. That word is crazy, bro. Can't be, bro. Chill, bro.
You say it. I'm the one that's surprised that the word gobble. This nigga had a whole epiphany on the word gobble. I've never heard
Richie,
that.
Bro.
You said it. You're the one that said the word. You said this verb.
You said the verb. Surprised over the word gobble.
I never heard nobody say that, bro. I never heard that shit, bro.
Bro, I never heard this nigga say you got that word gobbling in your head. This nigga said you gonna be gobbling all night.
That's a fact. He keeps saying this shit. Dante, like, fuck, bro. This nigga surprised at a word like gobble. I don't know. That shit wild.
This nigga said you gonna be gobbling all night, bro.
I swear to God on my kids, I never heard a grown man say gobble until right now. I'm just saying.
We in the same boat.
That's Chicago.
Oh, wow,
we don't know about that.
So, but
we're going to slide away from this shit.
Let's
is it
move
possible?
On,
this nigga Rich going to say God 10 times before we move on, G.
Let's,
bro, you don't, but you, bro, you, let's.
He going to, he a gizzy gobbler.
Bro, let's move on, bro. Why you, Kevin, you keep bringing this shit up, bro. You keep bringing this shit back, bro.
He's the one that brought it up, bro. I'm just so confused. I'm surprised. I never heard nobody say that. If this how y'all niggas talk in Chicago, bro. This shit is, we got to, like, look into this shit. This is questionable lingo. Up a pole, gobble. This is crazy, dog. He's not making y'all niggas look good right now, Tro.
Up a pole, but y'all niggas run around telling niggas suck a dick.
Nah, fuck that.
Y'all,
nigga. You
y'all
said
the king
gobble.
Of gays. Y'all the king
nah,
gays.
Nigga. You just said gobble. Nah, nigga. You said gobble.
Gobble
or
suck
dog.
A dick is which is gay.
Yeah.
Which
would
is gay.
Would you rather gobble a hot dog or a glizzy? Like, what
would
the
you,
fuck?
Or would you rather tell a man?
Neither, nigga. Neither.
Exactly, neither. But which is gay? Which is gayer?
The word gobble is gay. The word gobble is gay. That word that you just used, that y'all niggas use in fucking Chicago.
And expecting a fight is gay. Telling a man to suck a dick and expecting a fight is gay as fuck.
Nigga.
If I tell a nigga I'm an upper pole, he gonna run. Two difference.
That nigga probably gonna run because he think you about to pull your dick out. Nigga, that's why you about to run. What the fuck is you talking about?
Nigga, the diddler.
The fucking
dinner. All right, bro. Let's move on, bro. We only got like one more topic that we could play some games. We got the black dad, white dad. We got the draft. We're gonna do best rap diss tracks. Let's go, man. We're gonna get on a semi serious subject. We're gonna get into moms that do OnlyFans or they are strippers versus dads that sell drugs. Which has worse effects on the children?
Are you going to say two bad options and say which is worse? That's just like saying which is gayer.
Bro, this nigga, bro.
Like, bro, can we stop away? Talking like, about the G? Can we leave the G word like behind us, dog? Like, god damn, dog. What's up with you, bro? What are you playing, bro? What are you watching?
No, you're right. You're right. Which is badder?
Bro, them braids is too tight. No, take
which
the braids
better,
off,
guys.
Dog.
A drug dealer or OnlyFans whore, which is bad,
bro? That's not
kids.
What I said. I said
bro,
which.
Check it out. I got you, bro.
Which has worse effects on the children is what I said. It's not which was worse. It's worse effects on the children specifically. If your mom
is not a stripper, or
doing OnlyFans, or if your dad is selling drugs, what do you think has worse effects on the children? That is the question.
I'll go first. So if we're talking about solely effects on the children, yes, I think that both of them are going to be bad. But at the end of the day, I think that the OnlyFans shit got to be a little bit worse just because, like, you can go to school and motherfuckers be like, damn, your pop sell drugs. Like, depending on where you're from, like, where you at, like, you know what I'm saying, what the kids are acting like. But they're going to be like, okay, cool, like, your dad sell drugs. Like, that shit kind of lame. But, like, if you're, like, putting your mom into the situation, that's, like, a totally different thing. Like, you're gonna get the full works and like having to defend yourself when your mom is doing OnlyFans, bro. Like, then I'm like, oh, I saw your mom. Like, I think that's gonna be a little bit worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta defend that shit. It's easy to defend some drug dealing shit. Like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers sell drugs, like whatever. But some OnlyFans shit, they're like, oh, bro, I saw your mom. Like, come on now, that's a little bit worse.
What do you think? Let's go, Dante. I'm gonna go in the reverse order. What you think, Dante?
No, I definitely believe the OnlyFans shit is worth. Because without a doubt, like that nigga said, like, I don't care what nobody say, bro. I'm shooting the whole school up. If somebody come to me like, yeah, bro, I saw your mama getting fucked on the internet, bro. I'm killing
everybody, bro. You gotta do the most.
Bro, like, yeah, like, bro, it's over. Man. Like, it's over. Y'all niggas dying, bro. Straight up. Like, I don't give a fuck. Nigga said, I saw your mama getting fucked on the internet. And it wasn't your daddy that was fucking her. Over.
No, that's, I mean, over. That's what about wait, my bad, you done, Dante?
Oh no, I'm done. There ain't much to say about that shit.
No. What about you, Troy? What you think, Troy? After Troy, we gonna go K&B, and then I'll go last.
I agree with both of them. Same shit, man. Your mom's on OnlyFans is just wild. Like, I mean, that's just a level of
It's like, OnlyFans slash like stripper.
Yeah, but yeah, same shit. Like,
nah, no, I'm just saying, just you know, for the old school.
The level of disrespect that could come with that, as opposed to, you know, your pop selling drugs and some shit like that, it's not even close.
Definitely not even close.
So let me ask y'all this before we go to KMB. Since all y'all was very quick to say OnlyFans, so do you think your pops being a drug dealer and everybody knowing in your city, you think that doesn't have bad effects on you?
You said which
I'm just asking. This is a separate. No, I get y'all opinion, but now I just want, just because y'all agreed so quickly and y'all really didn't have much to add, I kind of want to maybe get into the drug dealing part of it. Like, so do you think like the drug dealing, your pops selling drugs, do you think that doesn't have negative effects on the child?
No, I definitely think it's gonna have some negative effects, especially since they probably gonna think you're doing it too. Especially if that, you know, if that kid is not like really for all that shit, he's trying to like do good and shit like that. Yeah, like there's gonna be some negative shit that come with it, regardless. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
No, I feel you. What about you, KMB? What you think?
I mean, which one I feel like is gonna have worse effects on the kids? I mean, me personally, I would have to go with the drug dealer, because the drug dealer may not even be there. They be there to raise their fucking kids. They might be in jail. Even though the mom is doing OnlyFans selling pussy, at least they around. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, to be honest, that shit ain't illegal either. Like, I didn't think about it from that aspect. Yeah. Like, it ain't illegal to be a stripper. It ain't illegal to have OnlyFans. Like, that shit gonna bring mad money. I'm just because talking about the psychological effect of going to school knowing that people saw that part of your mom is crazy. Like, that's wild to even, like, fathom. Like, I wouldn't be able to deal with that shit.
I mean, I'd be able to deal
with some drug dealing shit.
Man, yeah. I feel like the drug dealing shit, it just setting the nigga, I don't know. But we seen that shit, bro. We seen niggas who trying to live like they daddies, be the next kingpin like they dad and shit, and end up going the same place like they dad and shit in jail. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that shit is worse. I'm only speaking on firsthand type shit. I don't know. No, of course, bro.
This is what it's all about. It's just, you know, all of our experiences are different. That's the whole point of shit like this. I know we kind of took like a 360. We was talking about some funny shit, but this is the whole point, bro. Like, we all, because I have a whole different opinion on this. Well, not opinion, but like, it's similar, but like, I actually have like experience with this. But so for me, I'm going to say OnlyFans stripper, and this is why I'm going to say this, because I was raised by a woman and she was a stripper. Like, my mom was a stripper growing up. And
yeah,
I found out when I was in a barbershop one day when I was in fucking middle school. That's when I found out my mom was a stripper, and I can't even like put in words how embarrassing that shit was, like how I felt. I really can't even put that shit into words. But,
and that's why your hands is nice.
Honestly, the reason why I fought so much growing up, this ain't got nothing to do with my mom, is just like we moved around a lot. So like I was always the new kid, like literally at, like elementary, middle, high school. I went to 4 different high schools, bro. Like every high school I went to, I was always the new nigga, and I was very like, I was small growing up. Like I was probably like 140 pounds, 130 pounds at my best, 5'5". Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was not a big nigga growing up. So, and I was always the new dude and shit like that. And, you know what I mean? But, like, as far as, like, this, like, me personally, I'm only speaking from my experience, because, like, finding out that shit in a barbershop one day was like, bro, like, I still remember that shit like it was yesterday, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
trauma.
Like, and I just had to act like that shit didn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was literally a barbershop full of niggas, and I had to act like that shit. Like, I had to act like I low-key didn't hear niggas talking about my mom. Like, it was just crazy.
And that's the difference, because like if they were talking about some drug dealing shit, it would have been like next subject, because they would have been like, well, shit, everybody in that motherfucker probably sold drugs at one point.
They but, were like, too. The whole barbershop full of drug dealers. So if they were talking about my mom selling drugs, then it would have been a whole different shit. Like it would have been like they would have been niggas would have been dapping me up type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, it was just, bro. Like me personally, it was just I feel like that shit's worse because I know how that feels to go to school, to go to the barbershop, to be around your little neighborhood, and like everybody knows your mom's the stripper, bro. And like I have to act like I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I have to pretend like I don't even know. You feel me? Now don't get it wrong. There was also some perks. There was also perks that came with your mom being a stripper. And shit, fuck it. We talking about it. Shit, like she used to, shit, when I was a kid, bro, some of her fine ass stripper friends used to come over. I used to get shit, free lap dances, nigga. Shit. Nigga, I done see titties, pussy, ass, probably at the age of niggas shouldn't probably see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had conversations with grown ass, fine ass women that I probably shouldn't have at fucking 9, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. You feel me? But at the end of the day, looking back on that shit, bro, like, that shit was tough, bro, to be honest. Like, and I had to hide that shit. The whole time I was trying to hide that shit. You know what I mean? Anytime anybody asked me what my mom did, I was like, oh, yeah, she's a bartender. She works at a law firm. Like, I just make some shit up, bro. Like, depending on how I felt, like, just make some shit up type of shit. You feel me? Like,
I can't even imagine, bro. Shit. I feel like the type of person that I am, I would have been, if motherfuckers would have said something slick, I would have been fighting.
Hey, and that's what it was. that's also what it was. But I mean, honestly, bro, I felt like I did a good job as far as like being in school and like hiding that shit from people. But as far as like being outside, going to the barbershop, things like that, like around the city, like niggas knew, like all the grown men knew, like, you know what I'm saying? Like all the grown men in the city knew. Like when I go to the store, when I go to the corner store with my homies and I got these grown ass men dapping me up, like showing me respect, like, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, I know you little nigga, what's up, man? Like they dapping me up and showing me respect for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, or they just know me like for a reason. And then it was cool, but it was still embarrassing at the same time for me. You know what I'm saying? Like it was still like at the end of the day, bro, like it was just it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that shit was like, you know what I mean? Like that, I feel like that shit would be worse, bro, than if she was a drug dealer or if I had my dad in my life type of shit. Cause she also had like a lot of boyfriends. So it was like, it was like a bunch of stepdads, boyfriend type of vibe in the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like every 2-3 months, it was a different nigga. It's like, oh, who's this nigga? Oh, this is his. Like different niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's like the environment I grew up in, bro. I literally see my mom with a bunch of niggas like every few months, and it was just, that's the type of shit I grew up in, bro. So I think that shit's worse because I would have like not liked to grow up that way. You know what I'm saying? But niggas ain't had no choice, so.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah, I ain't had no stripper mom, nothing like that, but my mom was Nino Brown, nigga. A real nigga. Like, she didn't get remarried. Like, my mom and my pops, they divorced when I was, like, in second grade. She had multiple niggas around.
My mom was never married, bro. My mom never got married, ever.
It's crazy. My mom didn't stop getting married.
Not even to my dad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all met my dad.
Yeah.
So we would have got into my mom. My dad, man, I know he got stories, bro, because my mom was out of her fucking mind. My mom was nuts, bro. Like, my dad got stories. My mom was crazy, bro. Like, the stories that nigga told me was wild.
Hell yeah. Like, when my dad got custody of us and shit, and we was going back to Illinois from Mississippi, shit, my mom tried to, like, you know, chase us down the road type shit. Like, please don't go. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, like me, bro, like growing up, me and my sister, my mom was always telling us, like, basically, like, yeah, your dad deserted you type of shit. Like, he's a deadbeat. In all reality, what actually really happened was my mom, like, basically kidnapped us and just moved us out of state and didn't tell him. That's really what happened. Crazy. She just picked up and just moved us one day, and we just dipped. And then
Nino
that was
Brown
it.
Shit.
Dope. And he never stopped looking for us, you know what I'm saying? So
shout out to Pop.
Word.
Yeah, my dad got 6 kids, bro. He got 6 kids. He got 2 with my mom, and then he got 4 with his wife that he's been with for a very long time, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he never stopped looking for us, bro. Alright, let's see what we got. We got, I guess Dante ain't jumping back on. Alright, we only got 2 more, man. We got black dad, white dad game. We're gonna do a little quick black dad, white dad. Yerd. Who we got? Troy. We got Troy, KMB. Alright. Alright, y'all ready? Check this out. So this gentleman was arrested for snatching the Mickey ears off of this woman. Was this a black dad or a white dad?
The Mickey ears?
Yeah, you know the Mickey ears, the little hat, got the little Mickey ears and shit on it.
This at Disneyland or something?
Shit. I don't even know where it happened. Let me see. Yep, this was at Disney World, my bad. This was at Disney World, and he got arrested for snatching the fucking Mickey ears off of a lady.
Yeah, I feel like shit on it. I'ma go with white dad.
Trill Canby, Troy. You said Trill said white dad?
Yeah.
Canby say
That's definitely a white dad. Ain't no nigga doing
white
that
dad,
shit.
Troy, you say?
White dad.
This was Mark Robinson, 54-year-old black dad. Hold on, niggas wrong.
Wow. Wow.
Niggas ain't shit.
Alright. This father was arrested.
Ooh.
This father was arrested after his disabled daughter was found alone, severely malnourished, with a black eye. Wow. Now that's crazy.
Say it again?
This father was arrested after his disabled daughter was found alone and severely malnourished with a black eye.
Why?
So the daughter had cerebral palsy.
White dad.
She was nonverbal. And she was on a feeding tube.
White dad, nigga. White people get black eyes.
Alright, so KMB's going KMB's going white.
Yeah.
Only
the white people get the black eyes.
Alright, hold on. So KMB's going white. Trell's going white. Troy, where you going?
White.
Exactly.
White. This happened in San Antonio, and this was a black dad.
Damn, niggas bruised, and they reported it on it. That's a first. Damn. I need that article. That's a first, G. Am I lying, G? When are they ever gonna report on a nigga bruises? A nigga can get beat down by the police, and it was like, beat by police. They don't talk about no injuries or nothing.
Yeah, none of y'all niggas got points. God damn. All right, so this father was arrested for drugging his teen daughter. Oh, shit. Hold on. So this father was arrested for drugging his teen daughter's friends during a sleepover. What the fuck?
White dad.
White dad.
I'm praying that it's a white dad, man.
That might be the diddler.
But I'm gonna say white dad.
Alright, Troy going white. KMB going white.
White dad.
Troy going
sure.
White dad.
Michael Maiden, 57, turned himself in. He was a whitey dubald. Dog, that's crazy, bro. Like, what's up with these niggas out here, bro? Bro, this is only a month ago. Like, this is recent shit, bro.
Nigga was drugging bitches. Niggas like that need to get hanged.
Alright, so this dad was arrested at a bar after his 5-year-old was found wandering the streets while he was at the bar.
Black dad.
What the fuck, dog?
Black.
White dad.
KMB going black. Trell going white. Troy going
white dad.
Whitey Duball. This was Glendale, Arizona, and this was a Whitey Dubald. I don't show his name. He was definitely white, though. All right, so Troy got two. KB got one. Troy got two. All right, let's see, man.
He was a whitey doobah.
Was a whitey doobah. All right, so we got... All right, so this was an Amber Alert. And then, this article says, so basically there was an Amber Alert for a 5-year-old girl, but she was found safe, but they still arrested the father for her mother's death.
Oh, shit.
So the child was found safe, but the father killed the mother. And it was an Amber Alert.
Why that?
Why that?
Why the bald? KMB, what you got? Or Troy?
Why that?
Like that.
Troy, what you got?
Like that.
This was Byron Black. He was a Blackie Dubald. He's a black dude now. Oh shit. This was in Kentucky. Oh shit. And this was in Kentucky. All right, man. That was a tiebreaker. Troy won 3. Troy had 2. KMB had 1. Damn.
3-2-1.
3-2-1. It's all good. Can't win them all,
bro. It's all right. All right, man. We're going to get to it, man. Let's get to our draft. Wait, are we up to the draft? What are we up to? All right, man. We got the fantasy draft. Best rap disses of all time, or whatever you classify as the best rap disses in your opinion, whatever you got in y'all brains, whatever y'all Googled. So, oh shit, this nigga back? You back?
Yeah, man. Somebody called me. That was my fault. I had to take that.
All right. Well, we thought you was done, so I'm adding you to the last. So you picking last. So,
because I didn't think you were coming.
Because I already wrote the order, and I didn't think you was fucking gonna join. So, well, we just about to do the draft. So,
That's cool.
Alright, so Trail, you got the first pick, man, in the Not Your Normal Dash Fantasy Draft. Best rap diss tracks. What you got, player? Your first pick.
My first pick, the game. 300 bars and...
Oh, that's hard. That's a good one right there. I ain't gonna lie. That's a hard one. I am not gonna lie. Alright, KMB, you got the second pick, player. Ether?
Of course, he's dissing Jay-Z. You didn't know that was going to be his first pick if nobody else took it? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
As much hate as he got for Jay-Z.
Nigga's a hater. What you got, Troy? Nigga. You got the third pick, Troy. What you got?
Hit him up.
Damn
it, I knew he was going to do that shit, man.
That's what he does. That was your pick, huh? This is what he does. This nigga, dog, he takes everybody's picks.
First of all, I didn't know Dante was even coming back. So how you going to say I took his pick like on purpose?
I don't know.
You did it on purpose.
I don't know, bro. This nigga be reading niggas' minds. I don't know. I got the third pick, nigga. And I'm taking Jay-Z to take over, nigga. The break's over. God MC. Me. Jehovah.
Yes.
Huh? What? What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
If his ass say what?
Yeah, niggas like to forget that takeover. That nigga went crazy.
No, niggas, we didn't niggas like to forget it. We just forgot it. It was forgettable.
Yeah, niggas forget about that one. All right, Dante, your first pick. What you got, player?
No Vaseline, Ice Cube.
Hey, man, that's a classic right there. He went crazy on NWA. All right, Trail, your second pick. What you got, player?
Real motherfucking G. Izzy E.
Oh, the comeback to the No Vaseline. Wait, which one came first?
I don't even know. Which one came first?
I think Real G's came first, actually. And then he released No Vaseline. I think it was. That shit was hard, though. He said, yo, Dre, what? Boy, you should have known by now. No, he killed. I ain't going to lie. He killed two niggas on that. Dog, he fucked him up on that shit. I ain't even going to lie, dog. That nigga Easy was nice. Yeah. Rest in peace, Eazy-E, man.
Eazy-E didn't write none of his shit.
He wrote that one. He wrote that one for sure. And he definitely wrote that one, nigga. Alright. KB, what you got with your second fucking Jay-Z hating ass pick? What you got?
Back down, 50 Cent, Ja Rule this.
Oh man, 50 Cent was going hard at that boy.
Yeah, 50 Cent hated that nigga, dog.
Really? Bro, if no 50 Cent, there would still be a Ja Rule right now. Like, he really destroyed this whole man's life. Yo, for real, dog.
Nah, that's fucked up, dog. That nigga really... And that nigga Ja Rule didn't do nothing about it.
Do nothing about it. That's crazy. All
right, Troy, what you got? Second pick, player.
Back to back, Drake.
What?
Oh, yeah, that back to back.
Bro, what? I hate this nigga, bro. Hey,
what the fuck you picking Drake for?
That song was
bro, I hate you, bro. I promise you I don't like you, bro. This nigga took both of my picks, bro.
First of all, I had no Vaseline on my shit, too. You took that. I had my shit on me. I would have said that before. Bro. Baby, don't be making a mess.
I hate this nigga, bro.
There's a long line, Dante. Don't worry about it.
I hate you, bro.
That's crazy. All right, I'm taking Jadakiss Checkmate, 50 Cent.
See, Rich just took one of my shits.
He said, "You ain't the king of New York. You live in Connecticut." Come on, that nigga torched 50 Cent. I love 50 Cent, but that nigga got fucking torched.
You talking about that? That was the Jadakiss.
What
did you say? Oh, the Jadakiss. Yeah,
he went crazy, dog. He said, "You don't be in the hood, you be in the woods, fucking with Mace. Where you really gonna be for good?" Come on, dog. That nigga went crazy, bro. on 50. Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, though.
They about to stop messing with my boy Jada, boy. That
Jada is nasty. Nah, Jada is nasty.
Underrated, bro. I don't even think he's underrated, but people don't forget what he can do. Like,
Jada went crazy. Jada's
underrated by a lot of people because he didn't do a lot of the commercial shit. He had some
facts,
but he like a lot of his other shit couldn't be played on the radio.
Yeah,
I fuck with that. Really go look for it.
Yeah,
bro, that Checkmate was. I'm sorry, bro. To me, like, dog, that shit is crazy. I'm surprised none of y'all. I'm glad none of y'all took that because my list is looking crazy already.
It was on my list.
That Checkmate is crazy, dog. All right, fucking Dante, what you got? Second pick.
Kill Shot Eminem.
Kill Shot Eminem.
That Kill Shot Eminem. I'm gonna have to run that back.
All right, Trell, what you got? Third round.
My nigga Pusha T when he was dissing Drake.
That was on my list. The story of Adidas. That nigga went crazy at that nigga, dog.
I'll be right there too. Pusha T, they about to stop.
Oh my god, stop playing with niggas, dog. He said 40, that nigga looks 6'6".
Ain't no bullshit. I was really my next pick.
That nigga looks 6'6". Yo, that was nuts. When he said that shit, that was crazy, dog. I ain't gonna lie. That was nuts. So that nigga 40 looks 6'6". Doug. All right, KB, what you got? Your third round pick, player.
Hold on.
But he's Googling as we speak. He's not even prepared, bro. Jesus.
That's how you can Google shit, man. Niggas don't remember shit.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga, I literally just said the nigga just took my pick, the story of Adidon. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's go. You got three more picks left, man. Come on.
So,
third pick.
You got, I'm going to have to go with...
Man, you won't win. You don't even feel comfortable in your own skin. I hold the 4-5 myself. That nigga Jadakiss went crazy. God
damn, bro.
Oh, sorry, bro. He went nuts. He said, "Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. Oh, see, too strong for y'all."
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take Lil Wayne Ghoulish.
What is it?
Lil Wayne Ghoulish. This is the Pusha T diss.
I never even heard that shit, dog. I hate
Lil Wayne. Because you're not a Lil Wayne fan.
I'm going to have to run that back, too.
I don't know who that is. All right, Troy, your third pick. Who you got?
Nail in the Coffin, Eminem.
Nail in the Coffin. Oh, that's the Benzino. Yeah, Benzino shit. Damn. Yeah. That nigga did torch Benzino. No bullshit. You know who I'm taking, nigga. Stop playing with me, nigga. Jay-Z, super ugly, nigga. The second Nas diss. Niggas don't remember that shit. Nigga, fuck Nas up, nigga. Niggas don't remember that shit. Niggas don't remember super ugly. You remember that?
You remember that?
Yeah, he said you was kissing my dick when you was kissing that bitch. He was talking to his baby mom. Yeah, you don't remember that, right?
I mean,
imagine if a nigga said that to you on a diss track, nigga. We had to fight, nigga.
I mean, he called that nigga gay feller.
Huh?
On ether. He ethered him, bro. There's nothing you can do.
He told that
ether.
Nigga he cummed in his baby mama's face and he kissed her. What the fuck? Are you crazy? Which and one's worse? You're out of your mind, bro. You're fucking crazy, bro. You're crazy, nigga. You're crazy. You're crazy, nigga. He said you was kissing my dick when he was kissing that bitch. That's crazy. We had to fight after that, nigga. I swear to God. That's crazy. That super ugly was underrated. That shit is.
Yeah, it was rated ass.
Yeah, all right,
that shit didn't do shit.
Yeah, wild. Yeah, cause yeah, it wouldn't do shit. Cause Nas didn't do shit about it. He just ate that shit. Nigga was just he kept making out with his baby mom. That's what he was doing.
That ether got
fuck
that. Y'all niggas heated, bro.
That ether's cool though, nigga. That shit smooth, nigga. That shit all fun and games till somebody comes in your baby mama's mouth and you make out with her. It's all fun and games. That's what I'm saying. That's wild. That's real, right? That shit just hit niggas in the gut right now. That's crazy.
That's nasty.
Because he really was doing that. That's the crazy part. All right, Dante, your third round pick. What you got, player?
Oh, good. Who shot you? Fucking Biggie. Who shot you?
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
It's supposed to make you feel that way, bro.
We know we all know the diddler was behind that diss track. Biggie didn't want to do that shit, man. That was the diddler, man. That nigga be on it. You gotta watch out, dog. If you look at them old school music videos, you're gonna see the diddler be in the back. He just pop up real quick and just be in the back with a little They got the diddlers at it again. There he goes. Catch the diddler if you can.
They're about to make a Marvel movie after my boy.
He gonna have a solid gold cane with bling all over it, with diamonds all over that bitch, just jumping over niggas with the cane, just whoom.
What's Buddy's superpowers, bro?
His superpowers, he can see through clothes and shit.
He can see through clothes, and he
knows your age before you even fucking tell him. He just knows everybody's ages. Oh, shit. All right, Trail, what you got? Your fourth round pick,
dog. This ain't really a diss track, but it's kind of like a diss sequel. I don't know if y'all fuck with Uncle Murder. Every New Year wrap-up.
Oh, yeah. His wrap-ups are fire.
His wrap-ups. The first one. I'm going to go with the first one, though. I ain't going to say all of them, but the first one was crazy.
Which year was that?
Shit. I don't even know. He done made so many now. I don't even know which one the first one was.
It might have been an old one, bro. I would just do Uncle Murder wrap up part one. Yeah, I don't know. He does it every year, so I don't know what the first one. I don't know when he first started doing it.
I'll be waiting for January to come around just so I can hear what happened in the previous year. He'd be putting me on. I'd be like, I didn't even know all that happened.
All right, KMB, what you got? Fourth round pick. Your fourth pick, player.
Yeah, I'm gonna take fuck Donald Trump.
Oh, that's that YG. Who's that?
That's
who's that?
That's the song. YG. G.
Yeah. Fuck Donald Trump.
I got a funny one now.
Damn, I want to think of a funny one now, too. Alright, Troy, it's on you. Your fourth round pick, player.
Idols become rivals, Rick Ross.
Huh?
Idols become rivals, Rick Ross.
I'll have to run that one back.
Where you go, Birdman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep, that's that. Oh, that beat's hard too. I know that beat. Oh, that's that beat. I know exactly which one that is though. Alright, you know who I'm taking, my nigga. I'm from New York. I got 100 guns, 100 clips. Nigga, I'm from New York. Come on, man. You already know, my nigga. Ja Rule, New York.
I didn't touch
Terror
it.
Squad.
Hey, that shit was hot though.
That shit had me screaming off from New York.
I ain't
never been. That beat was hard, bro. That beat was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Damn, I gotta think of a new one. I wanna pick a new one. All right, Dante, what you got? One, two, three. Your fourth round pick.
I got The Warning by Eminem. His Mariah Carey disc. Nigga, he snapped
fuck?
On that bitch, bro.
No, this nigga said, Mariah Carey disc is crazy.
Yeah, that shit was fire, though.
He snapped on that bitch, bro.
It was definitely on that my list. Was
funny.
I wasn't even going to say that shit until he said, the fuck Donald Trump, bro. That shit's funny.
Alright, Tro, your last pick. What you got, player?
Man, I started with the West Coast, which was the game. 300 bars, and I'm going to end it with Chicago. G-Count, Chirac, fucked the game up when he was dissing the game. If y'all ain't heard it, go listen to
that. I don't think
I
heard that.
I definitely
You said
did.
G. What is it? What is it?
G-Count.
It's G-Count, real Chicago shit. G-Count, it's called Fuck the Game Up with that Chirac beat.
I think I heard that one before, back in the day when that beef was going on.
Let me get my last edition. I thought it
All right, can't be your last pick. What you got, player?
Aha, Lil Durk.
Funny.
What Lil Durk song?
That ha ha joint. Who's he dissing
talking
on that
about?
One?
Yeah, because I like that song. Who's he talking about?
NBA Young
Who's
Boy.
He dissing? NBA Young Boy.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, your last pick, player.
The Oracle Mace.
The what?
The Oracle Mace.
Oh.
Who was he dissing on that?
Damn, Cameron. Who was that?
Does it matter, nigga? It's man. Mace.
That shit was fire. Hey,
Mace was hot back in the day, boy.
Nigga, Mace was nice,
Mace,
bro.
Mace is nice. He went in that camera.
Dog, Mace was so nice, bro.
Who's hot? Who's not? Let me tell you, who's not?
What?
Who's
that was happening today, though.
Hey, bro.
This nigga forgot. Nigga, we had a whole segment before on this on Mace. This nigga said Mace's ass.
I don't like that nigga. Crazy. That nigga ass, dog. He should have preached.
He turned into a preacher. He was nice back in the day.
No, I'm mad that he stopped. He should have never went back. He's ass.
Fucking guy is bugging.
He's your wildin', dog. You're wildin', bro.
I'm gonna tell you like this, killer. I should have never dissed you, killer.
Bro, Mace is a crazy lyricist, bro. He's a crazy lyricist, bro. You're wild. He's better than Cameron.
I mean, it's just a matter of opinion. See, I love Cam. I fuck with Cam. I feel like Cam one of the hardest freestylers out there.
All right, who was it? Who just went? Troy?
Yeah, that was me.
All right, so it goes me, Biggie Smalls, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. I'll let your boy, nigga. My list is crazy, dog. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Oh my God, my list is crazy. Dante, your last pick. What you got, dog?
Biggie Smalls.
The fucking Blueface disc that fucking Lil Mabu put out.
What? Who the fuck is that?
I can't remember. I think it's called like "Mr. Take Your Bitch" or some shit like that.
Who put it out?
Blueface. Fucking Lil Mabu.
Who?
You don't know who Lil Mabu is, bro?
Marble? Are you saying Lil Marble?
Mabu, M-A-B-U, Lil Mabu.
Mabu? Yo.
Yeah. I ain't even gonna catch, I ain't never heard of it.
Dog, I don't know what that is, bro.
It's real funny. The nigga got a funny name. It's probably a funny-ass diss track.
Damn, you know what I forgot?
That shit is hilarious, nigga.
My honorable mention is gonna be Boogie Down Productions. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. That's gonna be my honorable mention, Jared.
Yeah.
There really ain't a lot of diss tracks out there that was good.
It's the rest. There's plenty. Nigga, I got more. Nigga,
just came up with 25. I still got some
nigga,
more.
There's a lot out there, nigga. I actually forgot about the Gucci Mane shit because Gucci Mane had that Jeezy.
Yeah.
And I forgot about when. Remember when?
And remember when
Beanie Siegel was beefing with Rockefeller?
Yeah, Beanie Siegel. Yeah, remember the Shawty Lowe? Rest in peace, Shawty Lowe was dissing all of them. Yup. The whole South
basically. Yeah, bro. And Beanie Siegel was dissing Jada. Beanie Siegel and Jada had a beef back in the day too. And Cannabis and LL Cool J had that crazy beef. I fucking forgot about that second round KO. That fucking song, yo. Cannabis ate that nigga up. Pause. No more.
Rick Ross,
50. No,
Cam'ron going that fucking Jay-Z.
I think Joel Santana was in that mix too.
With who? With doing all of that stuff with Vinny Siegel and all of them, wasn't he? Am I tripping? I might be tripping.
They had a beef with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Dipset had a beef with Rockefeller. Yeah. They had a beef.
Cam'ron had that song, You Gotta Love It, where he went at Jay-Z.
Yep.
Cam was that nigga, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with Cam. I fuck with Joel Santana was my boy back in the day, though.
Yo, he got this new interview out. Y'all gotta see that shit. That nigga look strung out. Wait, ooh. Did you send me that shit, Troy?
Yeah, I sent it to you. Yo, he looked like a fiend. Yeah, man.
I seen something, bro.
That he was fiending out, but
when he was saying that he should have been the next Jay-Z or some shit like that or whatever, he was talking about it, bro. It looked bad.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Nah, Joel's was nice though. No bullshit. Joel's was nice for real. Yeah. Joel was real
allegedly,
nice, though.
Allegedly, he started getting real bad when he had all that dental work done or some shit like that.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
Well, that was, got his teeth
that
fixed.
Was years ago. That was years ago at this point, I think, because they've been saying that shit for a minute. That interview, like, brand fucking new, and he looked bad. I'm going to have to watch that shit. That's my nigga right there.
He was a dog from around the way. Yo, that shit was hard, dog.
Hey, I'm just gonna throw this out there. Honorable mention, Lupe Fiasco, whoever he go against, he gonna destroy you. That's my take.
What song is that?
No, he didn't say a song.
Lupe Fiasco be low-key dissing people, but not a lot of people know what he be saying because he got too many metaphors. He too nice. He's just too nice. At the SLR, he was dissing Roy. He came out with a bunch of different. I can't think off the top of my head, but
he was just in Royce.
Yeah, I think this was recently. Hold on.
Yeah, he came out Royce.
I fuck with Royce. Royce is nice.
That's because Royce. Didn't he come out first?
I fuck with Royce. He's nice, bro.
A lot of people came at Lupe. A bunch of different people did. I don't know. They smoking because Lupe. They better stop playing with my boy Lupe. He too nice out here.
You talking about Mr. Kick Push?
Mr. Kick Push.
I like Lupe. He be skating and shit.
No, nigga, that's not what you was talking about in that song.
Bro, don't come at Lupe like that, bro.
Nah, no bullshit. I swear to God, I like Lupe. No bullshit. I'm a fan, bro. I fuck with Lupe.
Call him Mr. Kick Push, bro.
Nah, I fuck with Lupe. I swear to God, bro. No bullshit. I do fuck with Lupe.
That's funny.
I promise you, I fuck with Lupe, bro. I swear
to God. He's the most underrated rapper in the game.
Nah, I like him, bro. I swear to God. I do like him,
bro. He is Mr. Kick Push. That's what we know this nigga by.
That's what I'm saying. No, that song was fire.
If you listen to the remix of that song, he was really talking about some real shit, though.
Yeah, he was talking about selling drugs.
Yeah. He said all my homies was lagged when he put, man, stop. Boy, that boy too nice out here.
Nah, I like Lupe. Push, you are who you say you are. Fact, superstar.
What's that pic, that famous picture that he made a song after? I'm gonna have to run that back. Hold on.
Yeah, my favorite one from Lupe is Little Weapon, G. That's my favorite Lupe song.
Little Weapon is nice.
Nah, I fuck with Lupe. He got some shit. I like Lupe. I really do like him. No bullshit. I'm not even bullshit. That song just popped in my head.
Last Supper. When you get a chance, listen to that Lupe Fiasco Last Supper. And then pull up the Last Supper picture, and then listen to him rap about the Last Supper picture, and while you're watching it, that shit crazy.
Which one was the one? I think the first one. Oh, I just looked it up. I think Food and Liquor was the first album I heard from him. That shit was hard.
Yeah, Food and Liquor was dumb hard.
That was Food and Liquor. I'm looking at it right now. That was the first album I heard from Lupe with Food and Liquor back in like 2008, 2009. That's when I was in 29 Palms. And I started listening to that nigga. Man, that shit was hard. But yeah, man, that shit.
My honorable mention is going to be Return of the God by Ludacris.
Ludacris?
Yeah.
Ludo.
Ludo was cold. It's cold.
Saturday.
He still is cold.
Ludo is, that's top of underrated, bro. If Ludo didn't go to acting, he could have been one of them ones.
I don't know. I'm going to disagree. What the fuck you talking about? Ludacris.
So you hating on Luda?
I'm not hating. I just don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now. But he was good at making what? Radio songs? Yes.
The nigga had a diss track called War of the Gods. He was coming at, hold on, let me pull this shit up.
You know what song is fire from Ludacris? It's that Growing Pains sample.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
That shit's
shit,
fire.
That shit,
bro,
was fire.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. That shit right there. That song make me cry, nigga. Yeah, it's called Growing Pains. Yeah, Ludacris.
Oh, yeah. War with God.
That's, bro.
It's called War with God. My bad. It was on that Release Therapy album.
That was on the Word of Mouth album. Mm-hmm. Growing Pains. That shit is hard, dog.
Luda got classics, bro. He could have been one of the ones.
Yeah, you know who else got some classics, low key, since we're talking about underrated niggas? You remember that Nelly's first album, Country Gamma?
Bro, what?
Oh, yeah, that whole
bro,
album.
Bro, that shit is hard, bro.
Then that nigga went classic. That nigga went full country, though. Then he fucked it all.
Nah, but I'm talking about that first album was crazy, bro. That shit, bro. You can find me in St. Louis where the girl blaze all day. Bro, that shit was that whole album was crazy. That album was crazy. No bullshit. That album. But he had some
nice dudes with him too. Who he had with him?
The dude with the mask, what was his name?
Dang,
Murphy Lee, yeah. And then he had the other dude,
Murphy Lee was that nigga.
Yeah, Murphy Lee, but that album is bro. I can listen to that whole album. That album is a classic ass album, bro. No bullshit. That Country Grandma, that whole album is fire. And then
did y'all niggas fuck with Nappy Roots?
After that.
Y'all remember
Nappy Roots? Yeah,
it was alright. I fuck with Nappy Roots.
You don't hear shit like
you look
that
like
no
you
more.
Was in. You look like you was in Nappy Roots too, though.
All my life I've been poor.
You look at me. All my life been though, but it really don't matter no more. Look at him. He looked like one of them niggas. Look at him. He's smacking his braids and shit. Look at him. Man, he looked like he'd be out there. That nigga just grabbed the corn right out the fucking cob and just hit him in the washer. He just grabbed it. It got the plant. It got the corn plant in it. And he's like,
you ass up, nigga. That's what I'm talking about. I know you is not talking
this way. Nappy roll gonna be okay. Okay.
And you gonna take this change just the same. It's spent money. That shit gonna spin the same way, dog. Four quarters is still a dollar.
Uh oh, what's popping tonight? Yo, that country grabber was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. All right, bro.
Nelly was
dope. Bad. We only got a couple minutes, man. I appreciate y'all niggas joining us as usual. I'm about to.
Hey, the name of this. Hey, the name tomorrow. Of this pod is gonna be Gobbler.
Nah, hell no. Nah. Ain't fucking mind. Yo, why do you gotta bring that word up again, bro? Shit, yo, we're gonna omit that word. Like, I'm gonna block that word. That word is like that. Nah, bro. That shit. You can't say that word, bro. You can't say that shit, dog. Like, nah, bro. That shit is a curse word.
That's the title of the pod.
This is gonna be omitted. Like the YSL trial.
He said that shit banned.
Oh damn, we ain't talking about none of that shit. We gotta talk about that shit in the next trial.
I'm off from Tuesday to Friday, so we could do like a daytime YSL pod, just me and you. Pause.
No, tomorrow I'm gonna pop out with the Eclipse and shit. See what that shit gonna be looking like.
Bro, that's not what I said, nigga. I said Tuesday. Yo, this nigga does not listen, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I'm glad y'all listen. Yo, I gotta deal with this nigga on a daily. I talk to this nigga every day, bro. He be like, "Hey, fool. Hey, we doing this and that," and I'd be like, "Nigga, I just told you an hour ago." He's like, "Oh, my bad, I forgot." Hey, nigga, I just talked to you 3 minutes ago, nigga. Hey, I just told you. I said I'm off Tuesday through Friday this week. We got 4 days, nigga. I could fucking end the weekend, so we could jump on we could jump during the day. We could do a YSL shit, man. YSL shit, man. That trial going to shit, man. That shit.
They got 153 witnesses left.
We gonna get into that this week, man, because that shit is ridiculous. We gonna update everybody.
A lot of motherfuckers.
We appreciate y'all niggas, dog. We love y'all niggas, man. My nigga Troy over there with his fitted cap and gold necklace with his that nigga look fresh as hell. But that shower curtain behind you make you look crazy right now. But you look fresh. But with that shower curtain behind you looks crazy, dog. I'm sorry. How does nigga outfit match his shower curtain?
When I think of somebody from New York, I picture Troy.
A nigga that matches outfit to his curtains, right? Yeah, his curtains match his outfit.
And you know them curtains is ridiculous, so I'm not even gonna talk about them.
They black, don't die, nigga. Oh, let me stop it. Stay here for a second. Hold on. Everybody stay here for one second.
We're gonna start a GoFundMe for Troy's guy.